The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God knows that man is only on the earth for a short time, and when you begin to realize your days are just about over, you realize that as well. Looking back almost seems like it has been a dream. When you're young, it seems you will live forever. 50, 60, 70 years is a long ways off. So most usually, we go through life doing it our way, if we're big enough. Most people don't look way down the road of life and say, what will be the end result of doing this or doing that? What will be the end result of ignoring the Word of God? And what will my life and my family's life be like in the interim? Most usually, we don't ask self, am I a wise person or am I a foolish person? We like to think I'm smart, I'm wise. I can do just about anything I want to and get away with it. We don't pay any mind to what God had to say in the book of Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 7. It says this, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. We don't think about that when we're a young person. As a matter of fact, we don't know the truth. Well, the truth is, most people doesn't know what the Bible says. We aren't smart enough or wise enough to study the Word of God. Many people are wise enough to prepare for their retirement, and that is a good thing. But many know they should prepare for their retirement and elderly years, but don't have the wisdom to do so. Knowledge without the wisdom to act is of little value. The Bible even tells us that we need knowledge and wisdom to make life go right. So just as God said in His Word, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Our nation and the whole world lack the knowledge, understanding, and wisdom to have peace, joy, happiness in the home, in the workplace, in government, religion, between nations, or any other avenue you want to look at. But we can't figure out why we don't have peace and why things doesn't go right for us. Why is that? Why can't we figure that out? Well, it's because we have rejected God's Word, which gives us the answers as to why we have all the problems, and God's Word tells us how to solve them. But we like the wisdom to look into the Word of God and live by it. We don't need God, so we think. Do we? That's our thinking, it seems, is that we don't need God. Well, yes, we do. But we're too naive to understand that. Do you fit this mold? I hope you don't. But I do know there are way too many that do, and that includes many leaders of our nation. Christ said, you will know them by their fruit, speaking of how you know and recognize people and the path they're taking. Says, you will know them by their fruit. You can believe that scripture. How else would you know anyone? That is also the way God knows you and me. God made us free moral agents, and He doesn't know exactly what or when we will obey Him or disobey Him. He doesn't know what we're going to do and what we aren't going to do. He leaves that up to us. We make our own decisions. Now, if we have the wisdom to look into the Word of God and the wisdom to try and obey it, God is with you to guide you to make the right decisions, which will lead you to a good end. But we don't think about that when we're a young person, and many people don't even think about that when they have a few years on them. In Acts 5, verse 32, is a scripture that we've quoted many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, and it bears repeating time after time after time. Notice what it has to say in Acts 5, verse 32. And we are His witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him. So if you repent of breaking God's law and are baptized for the remission of sin, God promises you His Holy Spirit that will continue to dwell in you, that is, as long as you obey God, and it will inspire you to want to obey God and do the right thing, the thing that's right and pleasing in the sight of God. and God will be with you to direct your steps. Now, anytime you obey God, you have made a wise decision. Your life will become much better. And the end result of living by the Word of God will be eternal life. We need to understand what God inspired in the book of Psalms, chapter 90, beginning in verse 8. Notice what God had to say, what David penned many, many years ago. You have set our iniquities before you. Our secret sins is in the light of your countenance. We should realize nothing is hidden from God. But due to the fact that we don't see God standing there, watching every or any move we make, we just assume God doesn't see and know what we're doing. As a matter of fact, we kick God out of every place that we can. We kick His Word out. We kick His commandments out. We forbid Bible reading and prayer in school and so on. Anything that we can do against God, it seems that we have thought it out and planned it and we do it. You should realize that you will reap what you sow. There is cause and effect, my friends. In Psalm 90, continuing here in verses 9 through 10, "For all our days have passed away in your raft. We finish our years like a sigh." Yes, God wants us to realize that our days passes by quickly. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow. But it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Yes, God says it doesn't matter how long you live, says you are living in labor and in sorrow. And we don't know why. We don't know why that is. And I can tell you, my friend, it's because we have rejected God in our life. God says even the best that we can live our life, there is sorrow. Now, why is that? Well, it's mainly because we have followed the God of this age, Satan the devil. That's why we have the sorrows that we do. We live in a world ruled by Satan, the archenemy of God and man. Man has been willing to follow Satan's way. That began in the Garden of Eden, and it is still going on today. We've all had our part in Satan's world, but you can come out of his world if you will. Following Satan's way proves in itself we are foolish and unwise. Listen to that, my friends. Following the way of Satan proves in itself that we are foolish and unwise, just like God has said. If we were wise, we would follow God and His way. Now, I know we are an educated nation and an educated world in many ways. Just look at what we have accomplished in the medical field, militarily, science, and technology. This world can annihilate all life from this planet many times over. We can do just about anything and everything we imagine ourselves being capable of doing. God has known this fact long before man discovered it. In Genesis 11 is an account that took place about 100 to 150 years after the flood, still in the days of Noah. And notice, you have heard me quote many times on the Way It Ought to Be program that Christ said, "As it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man." This was still in the days of Noah. Noah lived 350 years after the flood. Notice what they had imagined to do, what they were setting their mind to do. And God said, just about anything that we set our mind to do, that we imagine to do, we will accomplish. God knew what kind of mind He had given to man. God knew man could use his mind to create good or to create evil. The sad thing is that man has used his mind and his imagination to create mostly evil. That's why we have all the problems we do. In Genesis chapter 11, beginning verse 1, "Now the whole earth had one language and one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, 'Come, let us make bricks, and bake them thoroughly.' They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, 'Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower, whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the earth.' Now, what was going on, you may not understand what was going on at this time in Genesis 11, 100, 150 years after the flood. It was a rebellion against God to colonize the whole earth. That's what God had in mind, and that's what he had Noah doing at that time, and they were rebelling against the authority of God. That's why they wanted to build themselves a city and make themselves a name and a tower and so on. But the Lord came down to see the city which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, notice this, my friends, in verse 6 here, and the Eternal said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they began to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. That's the same today. We have proposed or made up our mind to do this or to do that, and we are going to do it. And the thing is, my friends, we haven't made up our mind, and we haven't proposed, and we haven't imagined to obey God. Yes, what we have done is imagined to go right contrary to the Word of God, kicking God out of every place that we can, not paying any mind to His Word. We don't need God, so we think. And look at the mess we're in. Man can do what he sets his mind to do. If you want to be learned, you can do that. You can be smart as well. If you want to be wise, you can do that. But you need the help of God for that. Because it takes wisdom to use knowledge, at least for the right purpose. And as God has told us, that it takes obeying His Word to make you wise. You see, man doesn't propose to obey God. That doesn't seem to be in his imagination at all. So he doesn't obey his Maker. He doesn't want to obey God. We aren't wise enough for that. In Psalms chapter 90, continuing here in verse 11 through 12, who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Yes, God said, teach us to number our days. That is, my friend, to be in an attitude that you listen to God, that you hear God, but you have to read and study His Word to hear what God has to say. Verse 12 says, so teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of understanding. And God knew that mankind didn't have a heart of understanding. It takes God's Spirit, it takes God's Word to give you a heart of understanding. God wants you to realize, even when you are young, that your life is a vapor and like a shadow that passes by quickly. He wants you to know and think about the fact that you only have a few days to seek a heart of wisdom. Yes, to do good or to do evil. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should read. They're free of charge, of course. All you have to do is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. We're offering today North America Listen and How to Build Godly Character. You need those booklets, my friend. You need to read those booklets, North America Listen and How to Build Godly Character. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up in your area.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.